With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Number two, Jeff Cameron Show, Libations Friday, Lucy Goosey edition of the program. It is great to be with you. Thanks for joining us on 93.3 Real Talk Radio and YouTube on War Chant TV. I'm Jeff. There is Tom. There is Director Matthew. I saw something pop up on my feed a moment ago, and it reminds me. You know, I don't know if you've reached this point yet. Maybe you did long ago. Some of it's oversaturation. Some of it's just also, they're impossible to watch because of the way ESPN shoots it. I can't stand the Little League World Series. I hate it, and I wish they'd stop playing it. It sucks. It's the worst, and the people there are the worst. It's awful. Everything about it's terrible. It's boring. It's bad. The umpires are ridiculous. The fans and the parents are absurd. You feel dirty. All of it's terrible. I can't stand it.
I am going to tell you something that might shock you. I fully agree. I can't stand the College World Series. The Little League World Series.
It's awful. Yes. And it occupies
our
television.
That was not a Freudian slip.
No, it's on our television.
Even though that ballpark sucks out in Omaha.
It's awful. I can't stand it. And when you get home, you're like, oh, throw in a little MLB action. Or maybe even, you know, and then you're like, oh, this again? Oh, great. Michigan's taking on California. Yep. And a bunch of... Oh, it's the
whoa! Wait a minute now. They're kids.
No, the parents are the problem. I didn't say a word about the kids.
It sounded like you were about to drop down with these slappies.
No, I don't care about those kids. They're whatever. They're little kids playing baseball. Great.
That's
country's
right.
Country's filled.
We don't care about kids around here. No, sir.
Not on my television. At 6 o'clock at night on ESPN, I shouldn't be watching them follow 12-year-olds. It's absurd. Also, the parents, they're all living vicariously their 11-year-old, living and dying with every pitch, ruining their lives.
Yep.
It's awful. Everything about it is awful.
The first rule of Little League World Series, if you're going to televise it, if you have to televise it, never show the parents. It's easy. Just never show the parents.
But that's all they do.
That's correct.
That's all they do. They are obsessed
with all their cowbells.
It's fan porn reaction. It's just insane. They're all just like, oh, let's get that shot of the dad falling over his seat because his son struck out that 11-year-old in the third inning. It's absurd. I can't stand it. I
wholly agree. It looks like something you'd see on the stage of a Jerry Springer show. People know the camera's on them, and they want to be as silly as possible because they want their 15 seconds while they're actually there for their kids. But they're not really there for their kids.
No,
they're there
for themselves. That's what it is. It's posturing.
They're
there
for
themselves. It's the worst. It's so they can tell all their friends. It's awful. Listen, again, nothing against those kids. Who has anything against an 11 or a 12-year-old playing Little League baseball? I mean, I get it. It's a slice of Americana. I'm saying it does not need to be on ESPN at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, prime time. We don't need to see all these games either. These games are ridiculous.
Well, they don't have anything to televise.
Just keep rerunning. No, play more Major League Baseball games or show horses standing.
There you go.
Just anything.
I'm with that.
Horses anything.
Standing. How about
birds chirping, you know, in the background?
When did ESPN lose the rights to the World's Strongest Man competition? That was always good TV. Every time you turn that on, you had to stay on it for at least 2 or 3 minutes. Dude's pulling a bus. Look at that.
Well, I don't care about the bus pulling. It's the giant rock picking up that amazes me. The boulders.
Or the Atlas stone.
Yeah, you're like, holy moly, look at this fatty.
Or is the Africa stone. That's what it was. It looks like the giant continents of Africa.
It's massive.
Holding it up.
Well, and the ones that are tough to get a hold of, you know, like the they're smooth edged and round, and so you can't.
Yep.
It's
you got to set them down.
Like, I got to place this on my knees. I'm about to shatter everything. You're like, yes, you are. This is great.
That's right, Magnus.
Yeah,
there you go.
Magnus or Magnuson is about to pick that thing up
That's
and run
right.
500 yards with it, and it weighs 10,000 pounds.
They are Norse gods, those guys.
It's absurd.
And then they had the keg toss, and there's like a bar you had to throw it over on the beach. Remember that? They get down the squat, and they fire the keg over the bar.
Those kegs cannot be full.
Probably not.
You cannot. They cannot be full.
If you could pick up the Atlas stone.
Oh, my God.
You can fire a full keg 20 feet
in
the air.
I would rather watch the spelling bee than the Little League World Series. I just watch kids spell words. That's fine. That's better than the Little League World Series. We have overdone it.
Yeah, you know why? Because they don't cut to the parents disappointed when the kid hears the bell because he spelled it wrong.
I mean, I feel bad for the stressed-out kid who looks like he's been pushed beyond reason to this point, or she. But, still.
It's another way that a parent lives vicariously through a kid. Let's be real.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. But
you're going to be a senator.
It's just troubling. There are a million baseball games on every day. Play one of those. Throw one of those on. I know.
Strikeouts and walks.
No, baseball's been good this year. It's been very good. I've watched a ton of it. If you flip around, every night there's great, compelling baseball, and it's been a very good season. And you've got incredible storylines going on right now. Actually, baseball's had a good year. It's doing well. And it doesn't hurt them that they've had transcendent players. Shohei Ohtani doing things that we haven't seen people do since Babe Ruth. The Yankees have now won 12 straight games. I hate the Yankees, but it's a good story. It's good for the sport. I don't like the Yankees. It's great for the sport if you're trying to get eyes on sets.
Well, yeah, if you're looking for playoff revenue and ratings, then yeah.
That kind of matters.
It's big time for MLB.
It's really good for them, and it's happening. It's been really, really good.
How about we combine two worlds and have a relay race in which one of the relay legs is a kid spelling a really difficult word, and then once they
while
do...
He's running?
No, once they do, that means that the second leg of the race can take place, which is a World's Strongest Man event. You combine these little children with these giant men, and it's a race to see who can complete their two tasks the quickest. That would be amazing television.
So you just thought about this just now? It's just like, this is, it sounds well thought out, well planned.
Well, a lot of things that I think of are well thought out, just by definition. But because we were discussing it, I'm thinking, I'd watch the spelling bee. I'd watch the World's Strongest Man, of course. Why don't we put them together? You put that kid on a beach on a stage, and you ask him a word that we never heard of, and he's saying the origin, and like Magnus
is like, running
come on.
Come on, let's go.
We all know it's Latin origin. Let's go. I got to lift a keg.
I would tell you this. So when you're talking about the CrossFit games and things that we could watch instead of watching those kids, which is anything, like I said, a horse standing in a field. I would go back to this, though. That crate challenge every night when I get home, watching people try to walk on those crates, far more entertaining than watching the Little League World Series. Way more.
Now, maybe they could make the Little League World Series more watchable if that's what the parents had to do. You want your FaceTime on the camera? You've got to walk across these crates. I bet they would, too. They're that desperate.
Florida State practiced in full pads today.
Good segue.
And... once again, I'll knock on wood here, but we continue to get through day in, day out, in which these practices conclude, and we're not hearing of significant injuries and time lost. Now, somebody might counter, I'm not reading a lot about Mackenzie Milton either, Jeff. Yeah, gotcha. I gotcha. And I would tell you that at this point, I've kind of, in my own mind, thought that Jordan Travis is going to be the guy. Now, that's my opinion. Coach Norvell hasn't said that, and nobody's told me that behind the scenes, but I think it stands to reason at this point that he's going to be the guy for this game anyhow. We'll see what happens moving forward. And it doesn't mean Mackenzie won't play in this game.
It's a critical week of practice to see if there are updates that include the name Mackenzie Milton. Plain and simple. They're going to go...
But I want to do this. I want to hyper-focus on the steps and strides made by Jordan Travis, because I think that kid continues to be kind of the story of camp for me. I mean, there are other guys emerging, some of the younger players. It's fun for us to talk about Shaheem Brown in the secondary and Kevin Knowles in the secondary, a lot of guys in the secondary. There are emerging players on offense that aren't quarterbacks. For example, we've all been really enamored going back to spring with Malik McClain. And how consistent can he be as a true freshman receiver? Because his body type suggests a couple years down the road, he's going to the league.
He's not a freshman, but the emergence of Jordan Wilson offering another element to this offense that can open up different pages of the playbook that they had not before.
Which was something that, you know, last year they did well, which was run the football, and he's going to help you run the football, which then gives you an opportunity, obviously, to not be pigeonholed in third and long, which they really couldn't excel in last year because neither the quarterback nor the offensive line could hold up in those situations. So you're exactly right. I think, you know, another big storyline has been Keyshawn Helton. We've talked about that a lot. He has been Mr. Consistent at these practices. His speed and quickness is back to where it should be, and I'm rooting for that kid. You root for kids who overcome injury and work hard and are great team players and all the, you know, the stuff that kind of you can roll your eyes at, but truthfully, they need a lot of guys like that. They're not only great role models for the other players, but he's also very talented. So that's huge. Those storylines are all in play, and it's something to be excited about. But to me, the relative consistency with which Jordan Travis is throwing the football is night and day from a year ago. That doesn't mean he's an upper echelon passer in the ACC. It doesn't mean he's going to be an elite thrower at any point in his career. It does mean that they have a chance to do a lot more with him, though, throwing the football. And it doesn't always have to be some sort of gimmicky thing. And it doesn't always have to be because of the threat of his legs. I think he's improved that much. And bravo to you to that young man for doing that. Because it gives Florida State a chance that if, for any reason, McKenzie Milton can't go and isn't able to play the way that we thought he might be able to, or isn't able to give you the amount of reps, or you just, you know, load management is such that he's going to miss significant periods of time. Whatever the reason, doesn't matter. If I had told you that at the time that he came over, that it was going to turn out this way, where we were going to have to continue to really monitor the situation, and we were worried about how many snaps he'd get in camp because of load management or whatever else, then you would be really nervous. And now I think that you're saying, okay, well, you know, we know Jordan was a dynamic runner, but, you know, he's gotten a lot better as a passer. So good on you, young man. Let's see what he can do. Let's see how far he's come.
Still, the thing I'm looking for in this game against Notre Dame is if he is going to take the bulk of the snaps, let's just say that for the argument that that's the way it's going to be. When he's off schedule, when he's dropping back and the first read is not there, what is he coached to do? Like, I know what his instincts can do when he's out in the open field and he breaks the pocket, but what is he coached to do? Is he coached now to stay there for an extra tick or two, get to progression two or three, or is it a couple of reads and go? Because we've seen different quarterbacks over the year coach different ways. Most famously, Vince Young, right? That changed everything about who he was. I'm not comparing Jordan Travis to Vince Young. I'm only talking about the emphasis on what you see, when you see it, and when you let your athleticism take over. Because this offense is going to be predicated on getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands for a couple of reasons. Namely, the offensive line inconsistency is one of them.
It's a big one. That's a real big one.
But then also, that's the style of Norvell's offense. You could see it back in his Memphis days. You know, they have a lot of flares, a lot of screens, tunnel screens, quick hitters. They give the quarterback the option at the line of scrimmage, especially when they can run the ball like this one, where you've got a zone read with an element to throw the ball. But a lot of quick decisions need to be made. My question is, do you let him get to a third progression or a fourth progression to the backside of a read? Or do you say, one, two, go, one, two, go?
I think that his self-preservation instinct will kick in there. If it
does, that's good news for us.
I mean,
he's got to slide more.
Yeah, I don't know at any point that he's been able to get to a third progression here. I don't think he's gotten to his third receiver in a read, maybe ever.
Right, but Notre Dame's going to confuse him. My point is the growth.
Well, but I'm talking about a twofold. He didn't do it well last year, and that offensive line wouldn't allow for it.
Correct.
So you couldn't rep it. Like, even if you could figure it out, you couldn't rep it because you didn't have the time.
You'll be able to tell, though. You'll be able to tell within a couple of drives, you know, maybe 10 attempts or so, when it's not there, what happens. Because that will teach you as a fan what the emphasis has been in practice.
You know, when you watch certain quarterbacks, and we'll see how far along he is when the games start, obviously. Maybe he's going to shock us all and really be far more dynamic and complex than we've seen him in the past, other than that, obviously, he's dynamic as a runner. But there have been plenty of coaches who've had a player that are explosive. They are explosive players with the ball in their hand. They're average at throwing the football. And everything is predicated on his mobility, and they've just coached to it. They've just said, okay, well, I'm going to coach to it, and just that's what we're going to do, because it's rare you get a guy that can do the things he can do. And we're going to tell him, though, as you said a moment ago, hey, look, man, this is schemed up for you to, you know, find this guy. If he's not there, here's the other guy. That's it. That's all. Go and get down or throw it away.
Well, the other question I have, too, because, you know, I just got
pre-snaps are big here for him, too, by
they're
the way.
Huge.
Huge.
They're huge
for
well,
him here.
Yeah. That's also where Devontae Love Taylor matters a whole lot. Because remember, when he got here on campus and he first got dinged up and Coach Norvell was talking about the importance of Devontae Love Taylor, it was, hey, man, even a tackle, he's checking everybody. He's getting our protections all in line, which is rare. Typically, a center is the position you think of as somebody who will look, call out the mic and say, all right, here are all your assignments. But Devontae Love Taylor was doing that from the tackle position.
Yes, he was.
So he's going to be critical in that regard. But if you look at the Norvell offenses, typically they want to isolate matchups and give the quarterback less to think about. This is a project I just did that's live on warchant.com right now. And it's
good job out of you, buddy.
The 2019 Memphis Tigers against Marcus Freeman, Cincinnati Bearcats, where they played back-to-back weeks for the AAC championship in 2019. But a lot of what's going on, because the quarterback play at Memphis that year was not great, Brady White was not that good, was, you know, all right, DeMonte Coxey is our stud receiver. Let's put him in positions where it's a no-brainer read for the quarterback to get rid of the ball. Well, who's the player on this team that you're going to devise those matchups for? That would be my question. If you're trying to make simple reads for Jordan Travis to where this is a matchup we like because this is our best skill position player, like, who would you put at the top of the board if you're Norvell in this particular offense?
I don't think
you... McClain's not ready for it.
No, I don't think he's ready for
Parchment's
it.
Parchment's not ready for it, I don't think, because he's
well,
just Parchment's so new.
And he's also your deep threat. He's just a guy to stretch the field and allow for some of the underneath stuff to come open.
Are you looking at Keyshawn Helton against, like, you just trying to isolate Keyshawn against the linebacker? Or, I mean, are you just looking for receiver-linebacker matchups? Is it not about a playmaker, per se, but just about position against position?
Well, you know, you can do a little high-low, and we've seen Clemson do a lot of this, and other teams do a lot of this, where you're rolling out your quarterback because you want to get him in a one-on-one situation. He can read the end, or you know,
whoever's in conflict.
You can put in conflict, the guy at the C-gap, whatever. And then from there, you can say, okay, listen, we're going to have a spot. We're going to have a little seven. We're going to have a little, you know, a little stop.
Right.
So you can roll him out, and he can either throw behind that backer if he flows with him.
Yeah, and
or if he gets one-on-one, he can just beat him, by the way, you know, with
right,
his legs,
to the edge.
To
right.
the edge.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Jordan's got that ability. He's got that timing to him already, which is good, but all I'm saying is this is an offense designed for playmakers, right?
So they say.
And it's true. It bore out in 2019.
Yeah,
you could see it. Antonio Gibson was put in good situations. Coxey was put in good players. But who are you designing the offense for this year? Like, I don't know if it's for Corbin. I don't know if it, you know what I mean? Like, there's no real headliner.
I don't think
that's our guy that if we need a play, we go to him.
No, there's not a singular guy. I agree with you. Chef Cameron Show 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Chris Mack finds himself in trouble. Remember when he was the talk of the town, when he was the guy, when he had his moment in the sun there when Xavier went on their nice run? What was that, 2017?
It's a lot longer ago than it was at one point when we thought, oh no, this guy's coming to the ACC. And now it's, who cares? Who cares that Chris Mack's in the ACC?
Yeah, it's my point that it's funny what happens in the NCAA tournament. You get a guy who engineers a nice run for a team, maybe obviously a kind of a middleweight, if you will, of a conference, and they go on a run, and especially if they beat your team, and in this case they did, everybody clamors and wants that guy, and a lot of guys get awfully rich doing exactly that, but it doesn't always work out. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Still time at Louisville, but Leonard Hamilton has owned Chris Mack, embarrassed him several times.
We got manhandled.
Mm-hmm. You did, Chris. You did, and I'm glad you owned it, though. I've always respected that. He's flat out said it every time it happens.
You got to grab the other one where he goes, like, you know, what the hell? I know people are asking, what the hell? We are, too.
But the reason I bring him up now is he's been suspended 6 games without pay. And it's not like Louisville's basketball program hasn't had some setbacks in recent memory. They have.
We got manhandled.
Yeah. When you get suspended without pay for 6 games, you have done something wrong. You, sir, have done something unequivocally against the rules. There's no gray area here. You are in trouble. And it's a failure to follow university guidelines and procedures in dealing with former assistant Dino Gaudio's extortion attempt. While Mack was allegedly the victim in the extortion attempt by Gaudio, his sanctions are unrelated to the attempt. I regret that any of my unintentional actions or failures to follow university guidelines have brought unnecessary attention to our outstanding athletic program. I understand I could have handled matters differently. I accept this suspension. It will kill me to be away from my basketball family in November. I'll do everything possible to set them up for success before and after my time away, and I'm fully confident that our coaches, staff, and student athletes are going to arise to the occasion. He'll serve the suspension from November the 7th to the 28th, when Louisville plays 6 non-conference games, including 2 in the Bahamas. During the suspension, Mack will not have access to the team's coaching staff or student athletes, and he's going to forfeit approximately $221,000.
That's painful.
Woo, woo.
Some of these suspensions
That's
with
a
pay
tummy, yeah.
are, you know, 5 grand, 10 grand, but 200K? You'll notice that.
As I have said since the beginning of my tenure, we have high expectations for all of our staff members and coaches, and we hold people accountable for their actions. That is according to University of Louisville Vice President Vince Tyra. While we have made great strides over the last 4 years in changing the culture in our athletic department, we cannot afford to have any setbacks, no matter how big or small, in our pursuit. I am confident that Coach Mack now understands the impact of his actions. We do have confidence in him moving forward. Now, Gaudio, by the way, did, I don't know if you remember this story, plead guilty to a federal charge of an attempted extortion. Jesus, Dino. Is he still going to be an analyst for ESPN?
They'll find a way. He'll be on Zoom.
He avoided prison time by accepting a fine. He was dismissed from the program. Court documents showed that Gaudio attempted to confront Mack regarding an alleged NCAA violation. According to the document, Gaudio was informed that he would not have his contract renewed. There seemed to be poor chemistry between him and Mack. At this point, he goes to Mack. He's like, oh, really? Trying to get rid of me, are you? What about that thing? What about that thing? You know what I'm talking about.
What thing?
What are you talking about, Dino? You know the thing. Oh, you know the thing.
Park Avenue?
I'll make sure everybody knows about the thing.
Park Avenue and 44th?
I don't know what you're talking about, Dino. Oh, I think so. I think so. Say it a little louder, Dino. According to the document, Dino agreed to pay the 17-month salary either through the University of Louisville or personally if he has to. Yeah, staying out of prison is probably a good idea. That's a tough one. Oh, that's funny. I'll get to a question. I'm trying to find that right balance, guys. Can't be all chat. Woo! Got to run, old friends. Love to hear Jeff's thoughts on the Fighting Frosts versus Fighting Illini. 54.5 seems like fool's gold for the over. Have a great weekend, guys. When I got it. As always, friends, shop around for the best number. I'll just tell you that the best number for me was when I got Nebraska -6.5. Not where it sits now. I've seen it all the way up as high as 8 for Nebraska, surprisingly.
Yeah, a lot of the sharps are saying, I don't understand why Nebraska is favored in this particular game. And you're saying that they're crazy.
Even your people on VSiN. I know they are. What happens is there's blood in the water with Scott Frost, and then the off-season stuff. It could very well blow up in their face. They're right.
One of the guys at VSiN thinks that the leak of this information that led to Scott Frost being in hot water with the AP is because it's from inside the house. The call is coming from inside the house, and they don't want to pay his buyout. They're done with
Well, this would give them the out or serious reduction of that buyout because it's with cause that you could do that. That very well may be true. And if you're banking on that, it's not illogical. If you think the house is on fire, this is the beginning of the end, we're going to see it start on Saturday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, in fact.
Against Bielema.
When Nebraska loses to Illinois. I understand that camp. The other side of that is continuity, even if it's been a 12-20 stretch, matters, especially in a rebuild. So the longer you're there, the more you're instituting your principles and getting guys to buy in, then at some point, if there's going to be success, it kicks in. Might year, what, four be that year? So I think that, again, Adrian Martinez is an experienced quarterback who, when he plays well, is pretty good. Pretty good. He's not terrible. There is enough experience on this team that if you believe that at some point the guy that went undefeated at UCF and turned that thing into a name is going to get a foothold and get this thing moving in the right direction, then it's going to be now. It's going to be starting this year. Illinois, a new coaching staff, you've got – it's Illinois. They don't have good football players. I'm saying – I see both sides.
Yeah, they did.
I side with Nebraska.
Frost and Martinez last year.
Yes, they did.
That would be the thing.
My man turned it over like 15 times.
Yes. One prediction I know that will come true is that this will be the most watched Illinois football game since Juice and Zook were there. I mean, really. Because everybody's going to watch it. Everybody's starving for this. Remember and so when, they're going to tune in.
Remember when Juice went into the Big House and beat Ohio State? Yeah.
Just, I vaguely remember that.
Rolling into the Big House. Not Michigan. No, they beat – well, yes, but they beat Ohio State.
They went to the Horseshoe?
They beat Ohio State. My dad was at the game.
Was he really?
He went to that game.
Oh, with his Ohio State friends.
Yes, he went to that game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Illinois won that game.
Thanks for the tickets. Boy, today was a memorable one, wasn't it?
What a crazy game, guys. F off, Jim. Go home. No, I loved it. I had a great time,
guys. There's a lot of energy here. None of it's really good, but.
Yeah. You guys seem a little upset. Well, that was a stunning defeat. Yeah, I don't know why I said the Big House. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Like and subscribe, friends. Yeah, by the way, to summarize on that last story, if you really think about what just happened there, that's not good for Chris Mack. Like I'm not saying he's in trouble. I think one would start to wonder what's going on because if a judge asks the question, and he did in that case, why they were even there on a felony charge, he actually questioned why they were in court. He thought it was ridiculous. And then only fined Dino Gaudio $10,000 and said, if I could dismiss this, I would. But so he gives him a $10,000 fine. That's the end of the case. And meanwhile, Chris Mack loses out on $221,000, it lets you know who they think was at fault.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt. I think also this is a similar thing to what we were just talking about with the show cause. Maybe Louisville is building something. They've got a suspension on the books that in case that maybe the season doesn't go so well, and only because of the results on the court they don't like what they see, they've got cause to say, well, we've got a history here. We don't have to pay you your exorbitant buyout, sir.
You know, you would think guys that make the kind of money that these guys do, knowing that if for some reason you're fired, it is a classic, as I have noted before, a kiss my ass on Main Street, as I call it. You know, I always talk about and a lot of people have mentioned this, it's cited frequently, the best day of your life as a coach at a high level is the day you're hired and the day you're fired. When you're hired, obviously you've just received, in all likelihood, if we're talking about you nationally, a dream job. And, you're filled with the belief, as you should be, that you're going to go win and win big and fulfill all your wildest dreams as a head coach. And if it goes awry and you're in hell and you're losing games and the fans are killing you on a daily basis and your name is in the headlines for the wrong reasons, but yet you've got 4 years left on your deal that's guaranteed, that call can't be tragic. The walking into the president's office in which he says, we're going to go a different direction. Thank you for your time. Best of luck to you. With a straight face, maybe even a somber face, you say, I'm so sorry I couldn't get the job done. I wish I could have done better for you. You shake his hand. You walk outside. You drop your pants. You sprint down the hall in the greatest levels of joy imaginable because now the FU money that you possess to go lay on a beach for the next 3 years, if you so choose, is yours forevermore. Here you go. Parting gift, $8 million. Well, I'll be To not work, you don't say. That's a great day. That's a great day. But that said, I marvel at the amount of guys that do something that put that kiss my ass in Main Street money in jeopardy. Don't do that. Fail or succeed, obviously, to the best of your abilities, but don't put your money in jeopardy that way. And yet, this is a story we read about on the regular. Plausible deniability is your friend.
Yeah, what's crazy here, too, is now with the age of NIL, are these stories going to go away largely? Because can't you just, like, for if you're a basketball coach in that sport, before college football and the cheating and scandals was ever really the headline news, I mean, SMU, of course, the death penalty made huge headlines, some other programs in the South, but it was thought for decades that, oh, you think that's college football is bad? Wait till you hear about college basketball. Because it's 50 times worse.
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting, sure.
Because you've got so few athletes.
And also so many hands.
Right, who can, you know, bring a transcendent presence to a program, flip sure. it. And one guy can flip a program.
Yeah,
unlike football.
In basketball, that is true.
Right, one dude can change everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would wonder, how about the ramifications of NIL on basketball? Do these conversations go away? Like the dirtiness of the sport, because now you can keep it
so
on the up and up.
Let's hearken, yeah, in some ways, for the transcendent players. Like Zion, let's say, I don't know if Duke did anything wrong. Certainly seemed like perhaps they may have.
Yeah.
But the point would be he was a YouTube star long before he ever committed to Duke. And Zion would have been able to monetize that day one. I mean, you couldn't surf YouTube without finding Zion dunk videos.
Yeah, the numbers are going to be outrageous. If Alabama's quarterback, who has not taken a snap in a meaningful game yet, can be a millionaire.
And we don't. Has that been confirmed? I don't know that yet. That has largely been talked about. I don't know that we know.
Wasn't
he's
that
making,
Nick's estimation, though?
Well, Nick said it was possible, but that's also a nice recruiting
carrot. Yeah, absolutely. It's a good message to be sent. I saw that Ohio State had 5 players get deals for cars at a local dealership in Columbus, which is smart.
Yeah.
That's smart to do. But if that is the barometer, even let's just say it's 500 grand, 250 grand for the best football player that's never taken a snap. I mean, for a basketball player, get out of here. If they've got to still do the one-and-done rule, they're going to make absurd amounts of money at these programs.
Maybe. I just don't know, man. I don't know how much value there is there. Now, it could happen. It's interesting to me that a lot of the people that make the most amount of money early in this process at the NIL aren't big-time athletes at football, basketball programs. They're, you know, to me, obscure nationally, but wildly popular YouTube and social media stars in, like, gymnastics and women's soccer.
Okay.
Internationally, right?
Sure, but here's why I tell you, the YouTube thing is going to be big for them because now they can recoup those dollars, monetize the videos, do all that kind of stuff. Hey, by the way, like and subscribe to this channel. But the thing that I'd say is the barometer for the star player, if you've got the NBA developmental, the G League, whatever it is, remember they have that pathway where you can earn, it was like 400 grand, something like that, where it's guaranteed for a year, you get training on financial literacy, things like that. Wouldn't that be the starting point? If you're now a one-and-done type who says, well, I could go this route. Okay, Duke. Hey, listen, Coach K's gone. You want me or not? Do you want me to be the bridge to get you the next level?
Yeah.
500 grand. Go find the booster who can make it happen.
You know, it's that this is we're late in the show, and so we can end up having this conversation go on forever about the directions we see NIL going, but it is fascinating that it's already calmed way down, like we predicted. Remember after that first week, everyone's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And it's calmed way down. And it is still the Wild Wild West. They're still going to have to iron things out and figure out exactly how they work it. But as of right now, it's kind of gone quiet.
I just want to know, when is Wuhan Dabo going to resign? There's too much entitlement in this world. We've got sin and entitlement, and now players being paid?
Quote, unquote. Here you go, by the way. Side story, it makes me smile, and I love this too. Fiesta Bowl has secured first bowl game gambling partnership with Caesars Entertainment.
Oh, I knew that one.
Oh, it's never coming. It's never going to happen. Not in our sport. The deal is college football's latest foray into the world of sports betting after shunning the industry for decades. Yes, yes, it is. It was said time and again, going back to Mark Emmert, talking about the impact of sports betting in the world of college athletics. Quote, it threatens the very integrity of all college sports. Now, not even a handful of years later, here we sit on the verge of a new frontier. What a deal. Partnering with Caesars Entertainment is the Fiesta Bowl, and It is believed to be the first sports betting and fantasy gambling alliance between a college football bowl game and a gambling property.
So that used to be the Sony Fiesta Bowl, the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl for a moment there.
Tostitos.
Tostitos, but the kids for the swag, right? Because we'll be bringing that segment back.
Oh, forget about it. Of course.
I wonder if the bowl swag can go up now because of name, image, and likeness. And if so, would Caesars give the kids an option? You can have a gift suite or $500 in chips to a casino near you. What do you want?
You know, by the way, it's an 800-person standing room only area at the whatever the Fiesta Bowl where they have this. And then Caesars becomes a title partner of the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. It's now the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl.
Okay, so it still is the PlayStation.
Yeah, it's the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, which means...
So they're getting some chips.
Well... They may be getting, like, at least they have access to PlayStation 5s. Nobody else does, unless you're you on a random one-off.
That's right. Yeah, it's good for Rocket League.
It just drives me nuts. Caesars is going to make an annual financial contribution to Fiesta Bowl charities, known as Bob Fillmore. Good to meet you, Bob. Oh, it's good to meet you too, Caesars. It's the Jeff Cameron Show. 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I don't think we do that. I know we don't do it on the show, but it is weird. It's like the last vestiges of what do we write about, what do we talk about, what do we do before the games begin. Luckily, the games begin tomorrow, and we won't get the silliness that we've talked about somewhat today with the headlines being Winston to start in New Orleans. Of course he is. I mean, that was a given. But there's also these headlines whenever you go to a college football site anywhere. Who will win the Heisman? What the hell are we doing with this? On the 27th with who will win the Heisman? Get out of here with that nonsense. Yeah. Who's clicking on that?
Maybe you want a prop bet before the season starts because something that they don't know.
No, there's plenty of that. You could do that. You can grab a prop bet on a Ohio State's running back, for example, is not a name that is being mentioned as much, but apparently they got a kid who they think is better than J.K. Dobbins already, and he's never even started, really. So, yeah, there are guys like that, but that's fine. That's for the hardcore in us to go out and do, but we need to write this story, do we?
That's not for that purpose, clearly. That's just, that's the fan clicks the article, hopes their own player is on the list, click. And a lot of people do that.
Well, obviously, and lists are popular, so you'll get the top five list. I have said this, I've seen a lot of him. We were talking earlier in the show about Oklahoma, and there's been talk about maybe four or five guys on that very subject, not to engage in the very thing that I just made fun of.
Yep, here we go.
But I will just tell you, I don't think Spencer Rattler is even close to a Heisman candidate. I don't get that. He's not good enough.
Yeah, he wasn't that impressive last year.
He's not great.
Nobody wanted to talk about that.
No, I'm telling you now, he's not great.
You watch them closely, right?
He's not great. He's okay. I mean, he's a good player.
He's not Brett Hundley. Right?
I mean, he's a good player, but come on now.
The face of the sport, Todd McShay on Brett Hundley.
Oh, my goodness. We got to go grab all those audio that we, all that audio we used to have. That is too good to be true. Some of that stuff.
Well, that was written in his article, preseason article, as it was a Scouts Inc. article about who is going to be, a top five pick.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Brett Hundley because Brett Hundley is the face of the sport.
This is weird, and we're at the end of the show, so I'm just kind of going to take this off the chat because it made me smile, and I actually think it's a interesting question. I accidentally put up the wrong thing there.
You got a bad back? It's all right, Noel Dad. A lot of people do.
Nothing about that, Noel Dad. Coley wrote, FSU faithful, would you rather open with Texas or Southern Cal? Where's the game? Where's the game?
If it's on the road.
You know I have great affinity for Los Angeles.
There is a correct answer here.
It's Austin, but a lot of the cool stuff about Austin is going away.
That's true, but Austin is not the answer because it is bleep hot this time of year Austin, just like it is here.
I just told you, out in California, where that game is tomorrow night, it's 102.
That's okay. You've got the Pacific Ocean. In Austin, all you've got are the rolling hills and the heat of the hill country. Not the high country.
Not the high country.
But the hill country.
But the hill country, indeed.
And listen, it's not Houston, but there's a lot of concrete in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sizzler. So I would want to go out to the West Coast if it's an opener. If it's an opener.
Yeah. The overriding answer is both would be great because I don't want this to be a neutral site situation. I want to continue to foster the idea. And we talked about that last night, too. Jim Curry was over there at in Pensacola with us, and he talked about the upcoming schedule, and they've done a better job of scheduling, and they're getting excited about the idea of playing Alabama and playing Georgia and LSU and all those teams. And, you know, it's kind of daunting right now as we sit here, but I would tell you he's right about that. I mean, a home-and-home with those teams, and really from here on out, avoiding the idea of playing over in Orlando or Jacksonville. And I know a lot of people are excited about the game against LSU in New Orleans, and I get that too. I love New Orleans. It's a great city.
I'm sure Pensacola was cool with that. It's right around the corner.
Well, it's one of my favorite cities, but I really would love to be in Baton Rouge, man. Watching a game there is incredible, electrifying. So I'm more about the collegial experience. I know the game is overwrought with money and feels very professional anymore. But when you step foot on a college campus, that's a different feel than when you do these neutral site things and you find yourself, you know, in these just sort of banal, whatever, you know, these sterile stadiums.
So what we need to do before the LSU game in New Orleans is just set up shop for the week and do shows from Biloxi. That's all. Just set
come
up there.
Come on down, baby. Let's go.
We go there for the day and we come back. But we hang out in Biloxi for a week. We need to turn this into a win
week?
For us.
I don't think we'd survive a week in Biloxi, but I do. I like the idea of going to Biloxi.
You're on. I'll give it a try.
You want to try? Yeah, Biloxi. Hey, listen. I you're not going to hear me complaining about rolling on over to Biloxi, but I don't want to spend a week there. I don't think.
They've got beautiful golf courses.
Are we mixing it up? Are we not
we
working?
Can tell
we're
the
doing
people,
a whole lot of... Yeah, okay.
We can tell the people about those golf courses if they want to pay us.
Yeah, I believe we could. I mean, that's at the end of the show, you're going to sell your soul. I think in due time, my friend, in due time, we build it back up. First, FSU has got to get back to relevance to where we have the kind of interest nationally that would precipitate some sort of involvement of advertisers and people who want to see and be seen. We got to get there.
Well, I mean, we're huge, though. We've got MLB content, like probables. We've got weekly
content. Oh, my God. I breezed through it, didn't I? That's so well done on your part. That's terrible on my part. Rapid fire. Hit that probables, buddy.
It's time for, how you say, with the pitching, probables?
That's a producer extraordinaire picking up his host in a moment. That was really well done. You're right. North Florida Payroll Services, locally owned and operated. As I screw this up, for nearly 15 years offering payroll and HR services, including full online applicant onboarding and integration into payroll. Save your company money and headaches today. Head to NorthFloridaPayroll.com. Man, I'm tired. Had a good time in Pensacola. It was fun meeting everybody. But
I
don't mean that kind of time. Okay. I just mean it was like, you know, got back late, tired.
Palafox didn't get you?
No, I was good. Cardinals, Pirates, Buccos won last night. J.A. Happ, Dylan Peters. D-backs, Phillies, Taylor Widener, Aaron Nola. Rays, Orioles, Shane McClanahan! Matt Harvey. Red Sox, Indians, Eduardo Rodriguez, Logan Allen. Nats, Mets, Pablo Espino, Rich Hill. Steven Matt's going to go for the Blue Jays. Tigers will throw Matt Manning. Reds, Marlins, Wade Miley, Zach Thompson, Giants, Braves. Great game. Kevin Gausman, Max Fried. Astros, Rangers, Jake Odorizzi, Glenn Otto. Glenn Otto, come on down to Glenn Otto. Get yourself a brand new Honda.
Now that's a read.
Cubs, White Sox, Keegan Thompson, Dallas Keuchel. Brewers, Twins, Eric Bauer, Andrew Albers. Padres, Angels, Joe Musgroves, TBD. Yanks, A's, Garrett Cole, Sean Manaea, Rockies, Dodgers, Kyle Freeland, TBD. Royals Mariners, Chris Bubik, Logan Gilbert, and that is a look at those that shall reside on the bump. Oh!
Dylan Peters sounds like the guy you don't want to get paired up with on the golf course.
Oh.
You brought three to the course and like, hey, we got Dylan Peters on your tee sheet.
No, you got home and your wife said, how'd it go? They stuck me with Dylan Peters.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon.
Yep.
As always, he wouldn't shut up. Real quick update at the BMW Championship. Just because you're a 10 under through 15, Bryson DeChambeau, doesn't mean that you can overcome Patrick Cantlay, who is now taking the lead. This is a beautiful thing for yours truly. What a day at the office.
Bye, YouTubers. You guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, be good, YouTubers. Love you. Talk to you soon. And everybody else gets to hear the Friday fun. Here we go. Crank it. Let's do it. Let's say goodnight. It's the darkness. Good work, Tom. Good work, Matthew. Be well, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you on Monday.